Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast. Here is your host, Minister Evangelist Alan Carter. Good evening, Evangelist Carter.
Good evening, Minister Renee. How you doing?
I am wonderful. God bless you.
You too. God bless you too.
Yes, God bless you. We are looking for the apostle.
I do not see him.
Yes. Dr. Ellis should be joining us shortly. We will just wait for him to come on the line. But in the meantime, you can go ahead and give information about your ministry and the contact information that all can hear.
Mm-hmm.
I think I believe I have Dr. Ellis on the line, I believe. Let me see. Dr. Ellis? Apostle? Apostle?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hear you? Okay.
Yes,
on
we
your,
hear
actually,
you.
Actually, on your broadcast, I need you to go ahead and mute 678. We're on international line. We can have the process in the background for a minute, okay?
Okay.
We got to pull that out. Okay.
All right.
We got to pull that noise out of the background. Okay, have it in the background.
Okay.
But as a woman, God, we had the host on to come onto the show. It's a blessing for you guys to be with us here at HLC Studios. I won't be the host tonight, but this great woman of God, Minister Renee Ellis, which is going to be bringing us the word here at HLC Studios. I said before, it's always a blessing and a pleasure to be with you guys. We're going to kind of pull 678 back in for a minute. We're going to keep our background as secluded as we can. If we can't get to a destination, it's a quiet place. We would appreciate that. So pull 678 back in. This is Evangelist Alan Carter. That's going to be actually bringing a few words to you before we bring the woman of God, Minister Renee Ellis, on the set on tonight.
Yes, yes. Evangelist Carter?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Apostle Ellis is on the line.
God bless you all.
All righty, man of God. We just want to kind of get secluded here for a minute before we actually go on the air. We're not gonna delay the time. We're going to go ahead and open up with prayer. Then we're going to turn it right over to Evangelist, Minister Renee Ellis. After you have the words that you have to say, Evangelist Carter, after you pray and open us up and turn it over to her.
Okay. Let's all come in together and pray. Good evening. Our Heavenly Father, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord Jesus, the Father who created the heavens and who created all of us, Lord Jesus, as we come to you right now, Lord Jesus, with thanks on our heart, Lord Jesus, for this BTR show on tonight, for Minister Renee, Lord Jesus, bring the word, Lord Jesus, anoint her mouth, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, give her what to say. Open up her mind, heart, and understanding. In the mighty, maximum name of Jesus of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now for what you're doing, what you're already doing. In the mighty, maximum name of Jesus. Oh, God, how we thank you. We can't thank you enough. But we're going to thank you anyhow because you've been better to us than we've been to our own self. In Jesus' holy name, thank God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Apostle?
Amen. We just want Alan God go ahead, you know, offer you in. You know, it's his show, so we want to go ahead.
Oh, all right.
No,
all right. I will wait.
We got to let the prayer break.
Yes.
So, okay.
I will
all right,
wait.
I'm pulling back as of right now. Let you guys
yes, I apologize for jumping the gun. I'm sorry.
No. Mess with that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Oh, you don't have to do that. Oh, to God be the glory. Thank God for Minister Renee and Pastor Charles Ellis This is Evangelist Alan Carter with Praying Hands Ministry with my wife Annette Carter. We thank God for on Saturday night our ordination. And I want to thank God for blessing me to do his will, not my will, but his will to be evangelist, to evangelize, to go out there in the atmosphere, to reach souls, the ones that lost, don't know where they're going or coming. But Lord, I just thank you, Lord Jesus. When I speak to them, when they hear the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus, and you speak it through my voice to talk to them. Father, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus. You know, because a lot of people out there in the wilderness, they're lost. And Lord, they need you. They need you right now, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I thank you right now for the encouraging words that you will give to me to give to them, to your people. You said, my people pass for what? The lack of knowledge. You said, you're not going to hold us accountable for what we do know, but you hold us accountable, or you hold us accountable for what we don't know, but you hold us accountable for what we do know. And I want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Help me to stay humble. Just help me to have that humble spirit about me, not to have a big head, not to kick no more, not to mistreat no more. And, Lord, I just want to thank you. Because, Jesus, without you, there would be no us. And I thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Praying Hands Ministry. Your number that you can reach at is 605-313-6056. Lord, I thank you. And our access code, 859961 pound. On Wednesday night testimony service. Amen. Amen. So thank you right now, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. I'll like to turn it over to Minister Renee.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Carter, for this opportunity to be a part of your program, your broadcast on this evening. I count it an honor and a privilege, and I thank God for his many blessings upon the ministry. We're just going to open up with prayer and just a brief prayer, and then we'll get into our scripture text, if that's all right with you.
You go ahead. It's in your hands. It's in your hands.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We are all coming together. This is so beautiful for all of us to come together and break open the Word of God as brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a beautiful thing. Members one of another. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment, this time, this broadcast. Father, we thank you for the movement of your spirit on this evening. Lord, I thank you for putting your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this evening, Father, as we break open your word to learn more about you and to increase in the knowledge of you. Father, I thank you for laying your hands personally on each and every listener that is a part of the audience. Answer the secret petitions of their hearts, O God. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you. We reverence you. For you are in our midst. And we thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You are the teacher. And we thank you for teaching us on this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I trust that everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and maybe some notebooks and or paper and pen, if possible. Truly, I count it a privilege and an honor to be on tonight. Our scripture text will be coming from James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. And you all can follow along with me in your translations on this evening. Beginning at verse 14 in James chapter 5, it says, "Is anyone among you sick? Call in the church elders or the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name." Now let's go into the dissection of this verse, and let's just start at the beginning, where it says, "Is anyone among you sick?" What is sickness except dis-ease? We know that word as disease, but if you look at that word disease and you separate it, it means dis-ease, to be not at ease. Okay? Disease, it is a particular quality, habit, or disposition regarded as adversely affecting a person or a group of people. It's an adverse, something that affects them negatively. Disease. Now, God does not want anyone sick. He does not want anyone, it is not his will for anyone to be sick at all. And to have an illness or a sickness or an infection or an ailment or an affliction or a condition or an infirmity, God does not want his people sick. Why? Because it does not exemplify who he is. Because God is good. And dis-ease, or being not at ease, is not good. Amen? So what God wants for us is peace. He wants peace. And peace can also be translated as wholeness. Now, what does it mean to be whole? Wholeness. To be whole means to be in an unbroken or undamaged state, in one piece, intact, sound, unbroken, flawless, unmarked, perfect. That's what exemplifies God, wholeness or peace. When you have peace, there is nothing missing. There is nothing broken. That's shalom, God's peace. There is no dis-ease in the presence of peace, which is wholeness. Let's look back at James. And it says, "Is anyone among you sick? He should call in the church elders, the spiritual guides," the church elders. Notice it says elders here, seasoned. And it says, "And they should pray over him or her, anointing him or her with oil in the Lord's name." Now, look at verse 15, because this for sickness, it says, "And the prayer that is of faith," notice the type of prayer that will save him who is sick, as it says in verse 15. It says, "And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." Prayer that is of faith. Well, we are familiar with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and it says, "Now faith." Now faith. Not just any faith. Now faith. That means instant. That means right now, in the moment, right here, this second. Now faith. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And the prayer of faith will save him who is sick. That means the elders who the elders who the sick person called in have to be prayed up and have to be in faith, no doubt, no wavering, and in agreement and in one accord. We all have to be in agreement and on one accord and seeing the same thing in unification in the spirit, in the eye of faith. That means we see the miracle. We are expecting it. We're not just, well, it may not happen, but if it no. Scripture says, if you doubt, you know, if you said you, he, God told us to ask him, nothing wavering. We shouldn't have anything wavering when we ask. There should be no doubt anywhere that God is a healer, that God is a restorer, that God said he would do what he said he would do. Prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick. It will save him who is sick. And the Lord will restore him, number one, so the health will be restored. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So his sins will be forgiven. He will be saved. Whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. The key to being whole is not just only seeing and believing and not doubting and understanding that what it is to be will be. In the spirit, through the power of God, by the Holy Spirit. But we, as individuals, have to make sure the highway is not full of debris. The highway, the super highway between faith, God, and us and God. We have to make sure that that superhighway is not filled with debris. Well, how can it be filled with debris, you say? So, Renee, what does that mean? What are you saying? Well, let's read verse 16. It says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. So, can have the highway clogged with debris, the debris of unforgiveness, the debris of haughtiness or inhumility, the debris of slips, false steps, offenses, sins per highway. You know, it reminds me of the scripture I believe that was, I'm not sure if it was in Daniel or Ezekiel. Not sure. My mother and I were talking about this, Minister Ruth and I were talking about this a little while ago, where there's a passage in the scripture where the prophet prayed and the angel finally made it to him. And he said, your prayers were answered as soon as you prayed. But I had to fight to get here. Let's go over to 11 quickly. It says, and Jesus replying said to them, have faith in God constantly. Have faith in God constantly. That means just like a child has faith in their parents. When they are little and they are dependent upon them for their every need, they do not doubt that mommy and daddy will not take care of them. There is no doubt there. They do not say, mom, can I have an ice cream? Well, I don't think you're going to give it to me. That's okay. Never mind. Usually a child asks something of their parent and they expect it with excitement. Jesus said, replying, he said to them in Mark 11, verse 22, have faith in God constantly. That means continuously and constantly expect him. Expect him. That's what faith is. Seeing the things that be not as though they were. Speaking the things that be not as though they were. Seeing it done before it is done. Have faith in God constantly. Truly, I tell you, he says in verse 23, whoever says to this mountain, mountains are very big, and they can come in all forms. Whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever, did not say, well, some things. He said, whatever. What does whatever mean? What's the meaning of that word? Whatever. He said, whatever you ask for in prayer. When you're asking in prayer, you're asking according to the Word of God, number one, because the Word of God is the will of God, number two, so you are asking according to the will of God, number two, and you are asking in faith, in prayer, number three, which means you are seeing in your spirit, with the eyes of faith, the thing, seeing it as it is already done. So you thank him for it in prayer. That means it's done. You ask and you thank. You thank him. He says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. It'll happen for you. But, he says, not only do you need to do that, but in verse 25, he says, now listen, while you're doing this, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, Forgive him and let it drop. Leave it and let it go, in order that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your own failings and shortcomings and let them drop. That correlates with James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man or woman makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. And verse 15, and the prayer that is of faith, which is prayed by the church elders, as it was stated in verse 14, will save him who is sick. And the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Do you see how important it is for all of us to walk circumspectly before the Lord? How we are to always examine ourselves. We are to always examine ourselves. I believe it is 1 Corinthians. Let's go over there. Let's see. Let me get 1 Corinthians. I believe it is 11 verses 28 through 30, I believe. 1 Corinthians 11, 28 through 30. And it says, let a man or woman thoroughly examine him or herself. And only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now, this is talking about in wise of communion. But we commune not just in recognizing the bread and the juice as the body and blood of Christ. In James chapter 5, because it says here, it says, for anyone who eats and drinks without discriminating and recognizing with due appreciation, that is, it is Christ's body, eats and drinks a sentence, a verdict of judgment upon himself, that careless and unworthy participation is the reason many of you are weak and sickly. And quite enough of you have fallen into the sleep of death. So the Lord wants us to walk circumspectly before him. How do we do that? If we follow the law of love, if we follow the law of love in everything we do with all our heart, meaning that it is true to us in our heart, we are truly believing, we are truly being honest, we are truly being truthful, we are truly with all our heart, you know, coming from our heart and not our mind or our actions with empty energy or empty, there's another word I'm trying to think of, with empty meaning. Because things that are heartfelt, done from the heart, come with deep meaning. If we operate in the law of love from our heart, full of meaning, then we will have no problem trusting God constantly. As it said in Mark 11, have faith in God constantly. We who deal with afflictions can ask and seek and knock and expect that God will do what he says he's going to do. We can expect him. And I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what's being said. You fight the good fight of faith. We need to be on the battlefield fighting the good fight of faith no matter what it looks like. That means we're confessing the word of God. We're standing on the word of God. We're having faith in God. We're trusting him constantly. We're leaning on him. We're relying on him. We're trusting in him. We are depending on him for everything as our vital need. In everything. And we're waiting on him. We wait on the Lord. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. You may not feel it. You may not see it. You may not hear it. You may not taste it. You may not touch it. But guess what? Faith says it's there. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time, this opportunity, this moment that you have given unto us to learn a little bit more about you. And Father, thank you for teaching us, Holy Spirit. Thank you for that. Thank you for the reassurance of how we are to come to you with a childlike heart, Father. For you are a good, good Father. You are our good, good Father. There is nothing that you will withhold from anyone who walks upright. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that it is only because of your blood that was shed on Calvary that we have been made righteous. And that we can believe just as you said and do just as you said and have what we say. We have faith in you, O God. Help us constantly to do that. Constantly keep you in the forefront of our mind. Help us to constantly keep you in the forefront of everything we do, in our prayers, wherever we go. No, and let us be conscious always of your presence, of your leading, of your voice. Let our ears be attentive to your voice. O God, everything that we do, no matter what we do, we honor you, O God. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. We worship you, we glorify you, for without you we are nothing. Without you we have nothing. And without you we can do nothing. For it is in you that we live, and it is in you that we move, and it is in you, Lord, that we have our very being. Father, we honor you, and we thank you for using us as you see fit for your glory to help one another and not hurt one another. To help, to hurt, and to follow the way of peace with everyone. Because peace is life, and you are life, God. You are life. And we speak life to everyone within the sound of my voice and everyone who will come to listen to this broadcast, no matter what time of day it is, life into them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Evangelist Carter?
Yes, ma'am.
You're there. You're there, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I am at the
turn
end.
Turn it back over to me. Uh-huh.
You want to turn it back over to Apostle?
Yes.
Or to you?
Yes. Yes,
yes
you
to you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm all right.
No,
go
to
ahead.
You.
I'm enjoying.
No,
I'm enjoying.
To you. Yes, but this is your program. You
have
yeah,
words
to
God
say. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just listening. I mean, I took everything in and stride and stuff, you know, just listening to everything you said. And you're a very good speaker and teacher.
You know, it is the Holy Spirit, and I'm just a vessel. But I want you to have words. This is your program. You go as the Lord leads you. This is your time now.
Well, like I said, I just thank God for you and Dr. Ellis, you know, and I thank you all for, you know, being a part of, you know, Praying Hands Ministry, and we've been part of you all's ministry, HNLC. So, you know, just thank God, we give God the glory, and, you know, to know that, wow, man, you're powerful, man, so you're very powerful. Mm. True words can't be spoken, but I'm just calling it like I said, you're very powerful and anointed. So, to God be the glory.
Yes, sir. To God be all the glory.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have Apostle on the line with us. Apostle, are you there?
No, I enjoy everything. I really do. I enjoy everything but the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. So, me too. Can't say enough, but hey. Woo! Mind blowing. Mind blowing. So to God be the glory.
Well, you want to close us out? I mean,
we're gonna let the guest speaker close us out. She did a marvelous job, so we'll let her close us out.
All right. Amen.
I want my buddy Lou back in here now. Just you go ahead. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Mm. All right. Well. Thank you so much, Evangelist Carter, again for the opportunity to be a part of your program on this evening. Truly, I thank the Lord for everything. It's the little things. It is the little things that He works in. And it is the little things that we must pay attention to because the scripture says the little foxes spoil the vine. So it is so important that we all, as the body of Christ, pay attention to the little things, the little comments, the little thoughts, the little things that are not like Him that we need to bring into captivity, into the captivity of Christ. And as we walk out our soul salvation individually, day by day, one by one and name by name, individually before our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, as He speaks to us and leads us and guides us on the pathway that He has us on individually, each of us, because each of us has a tailored pathway that He has us walking daily, and we must take up our cross and follow Him. And the only thing that the Holy Spirit keeps bringing me back to the law of love, and the law of love toward everyone and everything, and the fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit, the scripture says, against such things there is no law. Against those things. And if I could quickly, let me leave you with Romans 12, verse 16 through 19. It says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive, but readily adjust yourself to people and things and give yourselves to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself or be wise in your own conceits. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay or requite, says the Lord. We are to just esteem one another highly. Amen. To God be all the glory. Thank God for you. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Evangelist Carter?
Go ahead. Pray yourself. You pray yourself.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us on this evening for the Praying Hands Ministry broadcast. Please tune in. Is it every Monday evening, Evangelist Carter? Every Monday evening.
All right. Ma'am.
Well, until we meet again, God bless everyone.
And may God bless you. May heaven smile down on you all, richly and spiritually.
Amen.
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 Amen. Be blessed.